when a company you use gets breached. At some point, a company you have an account with will be breached, and your data will be part of it. This isn't a maybe, it's a routine feature of modern life, and it's largely out of your hands. The reassuring truth is that a breach is usually not a personal crisis by itself. It only becomes dangerous when the leaked information, especially a reused password, unlocks the rest of your life. Your job is to make sure it can't. What actually leaks, and why it varies. Breaches differ enormously in seriousness depending on what was exposed. Email addresses and names, low risk on their own, but useful fuel for targeted phishing. Passwords, the serious one, because attackers immediately try them on your other accounts. Financial details, card numbers, or bank data, calling for prompt action with your bank. Identity documents, the most damaging, since IDs and social security numbers enable identity theft. Knowing what leaked tells you how urgently to act. A leaked marketing email is a shrug. A leaked password on a reused login is a scramble. Why reuse turns a small leak into a big one? This is the heart of it. If every account has its own password, a breach at one company is contained there. You change that one password and you're done. If you reuse that password, the attacker now has a working key to try everywhere else. And one minor breach cascades into your email, bank, and shopping accounts. This is precisely why the password manager habit matters so much. It turns every breach into a local, manageable event. Here's one thing to do right now. Check whether your accounts have appeared in known breaches using the breach check tool or the Have I Been Pwned password check. Anywhere a password shows up as exposed or is reused, change it to a unique one today. When you learn you're affected, change that account's password to a strong, unique one right away. Change it anywhere you reused it. This is the step that actually contains the damage. Turn on two-factor authentication so a leaked password alone is useless. Watch for targeted phishing. After a breach, expect scam messages that reference the breach service to feel more convincing. If financial or ID data leaked, contact your bank, monitor statements, and consider a credit freeze. Staying ahead of it. You can't stop companies from being breached, but you can make breaches boring. Unique passwords everywhere, 2FA on what matters, and sharing less data in the first place mean that when the inevitable breach notice arrives, it's a 2-minute chore rather than an emergency. Many password managers and services will even alert you when your details show up in a new breach, a helpful early warning worth turning on, how you'll usually find out. Breach news reaches you through a few predictable channels, and knowing them helps you react to real alerts while ignoring fake ones. A notice from the company, often weeks or months after the fact, read it for exactly what was exposed. An alert from your password manager or browser, which many now cross-check against known breach databases automatically. The news for the large breaches that make headlines. A breach-checking tool you run yourself, like the breach check. One caution, scammers exploit breach fear with fake, your account was compromised, click here emails. A real breach notice never needs you to click a link and log in. Go to the site directly, the same rule as always. So should you panic? Almost never. For the overwhelming majority of breaches, the right response is calm and quick. Change that password, change it anywhere you reused it, confirm 2FA is on, and get on with your day. The reason you can stay relaxed is everything you've already set up. Unique passwords mean a breach can't spread, and a second factor means even an exposed password is a dead end. The people who face genuine crises after a breach are those who reused one password everywhere. Having done the groundwork, you get to treat the breach notice as the minor housekeeping it should be. The mindset that keeps breaches boring is preparation, not vigilance. You can't control which company loses your data next, but you've already decided the outcome by giving each account its own password and a second factor. When the notice lands, you do the small housekeeping and move on, and that quiet confidence is exactly what all the earlier habits were buying you. To recap the main points, breaches are inevitable. The danger comes from reused passwords, not the breach alone. Unique passwords keep each breach contained to one account. If affected, change that password, change any reuse of it, and enable 2FA. Expect sharper phishing after a breach and act fast if financial or ID data leaked.